It's September. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists, Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman.
Oh, wow, that's really cool.
This clicking sound, that's actually the bat sound.
That's their sonar, huh? And if you look at the screen, you can see the sonar signatures going across the screen.
We're in the Fraser Meadows neighborhood at a small pond in Burke Park, listening and watching the most marvelous display of bats with Rick Adams. Rick is the president of the Colorado Bat Society and one of the foremost bat experts in the country. He's also an author. He's written a wonderful book called Into the Night. Anyway, here is Rick.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. So we're going to record with what's called an echometer. It has the ability to take bat sonar, which is about five times higher than our hearing range, and translate it down to a level that we can hear it.
Here. This is the sound of the echometer touch that can plug right into your iPhone. And actually give you a visual representation of the sounds.
They can get up to 250 pulses a second. So they pulse their echolocation in three different stages. When they're flying around just looking for food, it's called a search phase, and they pulse their voice 25 times a second. If they see something that looks good, they'll fly towards it and increase the pulse rate to 50 times a second. And then when they're about a meter away from an insect and they run a really detailed picture, they'll pulse their voice 250 times in 1 second to get a highly detailed description. And if you look at what's going on here, I mean, there's a lot more bats now than even just 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And they're all screaming and they're all doing this. And somehow they can keep their own voice straight and listen to the echoes coming back and capture insects while not ever running into each other. It's pretty astonishing.
How long can we expect the bats to be active out here before they either migrate or go into hibernation?
This time of year, they are eating as much as they can. So they're super active, trying to put on about 40% fat. I mean, we've caught big brown bats, which normally weigh 12 to 15 grams. In September, they'll weigh 28 grams.
My goodness, that's a lot.
They're huge. It's amazing that they could even fly. As we get into late September, into October, most of the species will go through a local migration where they move up into the mountains to hibernation sites.
A lot of the watering holes dry up because of global warming.
Correct.
It's obviously happening here.
Yeah.
This pond is about almost half the size or less than it used to be.
Right. And also you're getting a lot more algal blooms that are covering the surface that bats can't drink.
Mm-hmm.
But loss of water is a big deal. Our 25 years of data on bats extinction level events in the next few decades.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because of loss of water.
Do you see any solution to this? What could be done to...
Yeah, Boulder County and the city of Boulder have been trying to make sure that water is available to bats, particularly on open space in reproductive hotspots. Bats are like canaries in the coal mine. They require so much food, so much water. When they start showing stress, it's an indicator that this is going to cascade through the ecosystem to other species.
Here. Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists.